When the final bell rings at the end of a school year, students have a lot to celebrate. 2 months of uninterrupted swimming, biking, ice cream trucks, and of course, freedom from school and homework. But for Indiana teachers, this summer wasn't much of a break, and many still had their minds stuck in the classroom. It's July, and Tammy Geltmaker, an administrator in the Crawford County School Corporation, joins dozens of other school administrators from southern Indiana for a professional development session in Huntingburg, focused on the new standards. Geltmaker is looking for tips to help her prepare lessons around the state's new academic standards and the new assessment students will take this spring.
We have started our curriculum teams, and we start, this summer, unpacking them. We will determine what the power standards are. Where do we need to focus? With the information the state is giving us, where do we need to focus our efforts? How does that align with our existing, curriculum?
Geltmaker, along with many teachers around the state, is struggling with the unknown. Schools only got the new standards in April. That meant they had less than 4 months to prepare, and they still don't have the new assessment. Geltmaker says all that affects the day-to-day lessons in the classroom.
We don't have time to teach anything extra. And while teachers agree to that, right now they're not sure what the extra is and what isn't it, because our textbooks are aligned to old standards.
Getting proper resources aligned to the new standards is one of Geltmaker's concerns. But more than that, she's worried about the updated version of the iStep that still isn't created. The DOE says technology will play a bigger role. But what does that mean? Geltmaker is worried that not giving students enough time to learn the new technology will only confuse them and distract them from the content of the questions.
So this technology piece presents a whole another dilemma that we really have been told very little about. That may be the thing that upsets us when we see the questions. Oh yes, my kids can do that, but they don't know how to do it with this.
So how can Geltmaker and other teachers with these concerns properly prepare their students? Enter Shauna Finley-Relew.
I am a private consultant. I do consulting work for a group called the C2 Collaborative. We do training for teachers and administrators nationwide on college and career readiness standards.
Finley-Relew led the training session in Huntingburg and gave the attendees strategies for teaching to the new standards and preparing students for a new test. The first, she says, is to use the language of the standards every day in the classroom. So, for example, ask students to analyze, justify, or attribute words they would see on an assessment.
So to be intentional about teaching that academic language so students have command of that, can use it, and then also when they encounter it, they know exactly what they're being asked to do.
Finley-Relew also encourages teachers who created curriculum around Common Core standards to keep that work and just tweak it since Indiana's new standards aren't much different.
Thank you very much. We are going to hear a discussion item at this time, an assessment update, and there are several...
At last week's State Board of Education meeting, CTB McGraw-Hill, the vendor that will write the updated version of the iStep, gave some clues about how it will format the new test. The questions haven't been written, but McGraw-Hill officials say the format will be similar to the old iStep. They also say they'll have sample questions to teachers this fall for practice. State Board of Education member Brad Oliver says that gives him some peace of mind.
So I feel very, very good that we've got a logical, very sound, valid, and reliable process to go forward.
But until then, many educators are left in the dark, and Geltmaker says that will only hurt the state if teachers and students aren't prepared for the assessment.
I really need for the state to get their act together, be supportive, and let's get some things done and accomplished so that we're prepared as best we can for this test in the spring.
The sample questions for the assessment are supposed to be released by October, and resource guides to help teachers break down the new standards were released earlier this summer. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.